Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness coach. But you know, I'm always excited to be in here in our safe zone to birth another dynamic discussion. I hope you all have had a very productive week, that you got to go back and listen to the replay from last week, part one of really tapping into finding your passion and your purpose. So you know, we're still going to climb into this episode and into this discussion for part two. But you know, I'd love for it to answer your questions and for you to call in at 516-595-8091. If you have a question with regards to today's topic, again, call in at 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They place into each and every one of our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something or maybe elaborate on something, please put it in the chat, because you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. You know, I have to say, I'm truly loving our fabulous news journal, the Whispers Exchange, and everything that is being offered in it this season. I am really excited about what we're creating in there and what we're bringing to you, Whispers. And if you think we only have the fabulous cocktail or the mocktail, let me just tell you guys, you're wrong, because this past episode that we are really kind of finding our way, there was a beautiful workbook that was inside of the news journal. Then this week, there is a guide that goes along with this discussion. So if you want the bonuses, trust me, go to the description box, click the link, and subscribe to the Whispers Exchange, because we are bringing wealth. We are depositing jewels in there. We don't drop anything, because it has value. And, you know, I love when we get to really come together and build on our community. So are you ready to get into part two? Ooh, I feel like we need some music or something. You know, it's just always exciting. How to identify your passion. Now, I just want to step back from this episode and go into last week just to refresh your memory. So we were finding your passion and purpose. And I gave you the definition of finding as locate, detect, search, or discover. Now remember, that was the definition from last week's episode. So this week, how to identify your passion. So we're going to understand the meaning of identify. So we was finding it last week. Now we're identifying it this week. So we're going to establish, recognize, connect, or relate. Woo! Let me give it to you again. Identify means to establish, recognize, connect, or relate. So you see how they go hand in hand. I love it. So Whispers, last week we poured and laid such a beautiful, secure foundation. And that foundation represents, you know, self-awareness and understanding, and which now allows us to move forward with today's empowering discussion on how to identify your passion and uncover your life's purpose in the next area of our construction. Notice how I'm still bringing it about with our construction work, because I want you to really get the correlation. I want you to really use this symbolization so you can understand it. We'll get into the support beams symbolizing, you know, exploration and discovery, and they represent the various paths, interests, and experiences you engage with to uncover your passion. And much like support beams, it holds the structure together. And these exploratory endeavors provide structure to your search for meaning, giving you stability, direction, and you navigate different avenues. So it gives you all these different elements inside of there. So, you know, it has different chambers and channels that we're going to be examining. And so much like the master keys that I always tell you all to keep with you and to bring your keychains, they have distinct ways of opening up certain chambers and channels and small secret spaces in our hearts and our minds. And so that's the same when we're on this road of discovery and tapping into a deeper identity of our passion and purpose. So I just want you to realize that. See, Whisperers, we're going to dive into the importance of exploring different interests, the power of asking yourself meaningful questions, and how this journey can ultimately lead to discovering your true calling or, you know, your true passion. So how many of you all have said that, you know, you've had a calling in your life or you feel that you've been called to do a certain thing? So when you say that, that means that you really need to tap into a deeper essence of what it is exactly that you've been called to do. And so it means that you have to be willing to be an explorer. And explorers also have different terrain that they have to go over. So see, these are little elements that I want you to keep in mind. So I think we need to really start at the very top, which means we have to be willing to tap into a deeper part of ourselves and by asking ourselves powerful questions. So let me just tell you, because there's so much information in this topic today, I don't know if we're going to have time for the commercial break. We'll see how it flows into it, because I really want to make sure that I really build this out, take my time with it. I don't want to rush you through it, because I really want you to get every part of the discussion. And the other thing is that we'll even see if we need more time or if we're going to have to go into a three. But we'll see how we go with this and moving forward. So let me just go back and say by that we're going to tap into a deeper essence of ourselves by asking ourselves questions. And by asking ourselves powerful questions, it's going to help us to gain clarity and insight into our true desires. Now, see, that's the difference. See, when we ask these real penetrating questions, it's not a surface question that we're asking ourselves. We're asking ourselves something deeper that's going to have us pondering over it. So when you ponder, it means that you meditate on it, that you're really turning it over inside of your mind and your heart. So by asking ourselves powerful questions, we gain clarity and insight into our true desires. So, you know, I have a few questions that I want to start you off with. So if you want to pin mark the episode, because we're getting right into this really quickly, it's at the 308 marker. But don't be afraid to also build out on these questions that I'm going to give you too. Because sometimes when you have a question, it leads you into another space and place that you have to be willing to go into. And you cannot be afraid when you are on this journey. And notice I use the word journey, because see, when we're doing a walk into identifying our passion, it's never a sprint. It's never that we're going to just pop right into it. And some people, they pop into their passion or their purpose, but as they develop more, it actually extends differently and it makes them have to step back and open this question area again. Because as you grow in your journey, even though you may tap into it, you're going to change along that pathway and develop even more. So it's going to require more of you. So let me give you a couple of questions to help you along your way. So the first question that you should ask yourself is, what activities make me lose track of time? Now, you know, you probably think like, what, why is that so important? Because when we're talking about finding our passion and our purpose, these are things that we can do and we lose track of time because we love so much of what we're doing. I tell you guys all the time that we have to be willing to lean in to certain spaces that we enjoy because then we get to see if it's abundant for us and does it have a full aroma for us. So what can you or what activity makes you lose track of time? Some of you all may be artists, maybe you're poets. Or your, speakers that you can just get tied up in building out a beautiful discussion for motivation for others, health and wellness, exercise. What is it that really motivates or makes you lose the time and just feel like this is euphoria for you? The second question that you need to be willing to ask yourself is, what skills and or talents do you possess that bring you joy? Not everybody else joy, but what brings you joy? So what skills or talents do you possess that bring you joy? So I have a lot of skills. I have a lot of different talents that bring me joy. And even before we start this show, we have a great time because I vocalize. And vocalization is something that I love, to really get my voice truly warmed up and ready to receive and to open up and to speak to you all and to make sure that I'm speaking on top of my voice box and there's clarity. So the exercises and the different agility of the voice that I do, it's so much fun for me. And I just got a brand new vocalization, a vocal lesson, and it's a different little technique and a different little trick, but it's so much fun. So this is something, a skill, a talent that I possess that brings me joy. See, Whispers? That's what these elements are about. So keep that question in mind. The third question that I want you to ask yourself is this. What would you do if you had unlimited resources and no limitations? Now, see, you really got to think about that because sometimes when you get that question, you just spurt out something so quick without even thinking about it or thinking what is the cause or how you're going to walk it into fruition. Because sometimes you have to begin, and I tell even my entrepreneurs and different ones that I work with inside of my agency that sometimes you have to start where it looks like it's done already. When you do that, what is it exactly that you would do and how would you place it into that element and what nuances would you place there so you could have success moving forward? So you can't look at it as a limitation. You can't just say, oh, I'd have money. I'd just have an abundance of money. Abundance of money, well, abundance of money could mean to somebody that they just give you like $100,000. That could be an abundance to them. But you have to be specific, right down to the number. So what would you do if you had unlimited resources and no limitations? Be clear with that. Be specific. The next question that you should ask yourself is this. Issues in the world ignite a fire within me. What issues? So for me, what ignites my fire and my passion is being able to help people to pivot their mindsets. To be able to help people to see that they can live in balance, be it mind, body, soul, through holistic practitioner as being a holistic health and wellness coach, being a lifestyle relationship counselor, then on top of it, being a fashion psychologist, how I marry it all together to bring structure, calm, and clarity into their lives. So what issue ignites a fire within you? And you got to be willing to look at it and see if it's realistic. And you also have to see how exactly you would pour into that and be an asset to it. So these are important questions that we should be asking ourselves. And these type of questions allow us to have self-reflection. And we ask these types of questions, the entire brain, so you know, I tell you about your brain all the time. But these types of questions help the entire brain get active as it reflects, releasing serotonin, allowing it to relax and meditate on the deeper elements of your life. Now, how many of you all were expecting that? That when we have these pondering questions like this, that it makes the brain release serotonin. And serotonin is that feel-good relaxation, and it kind of mellows you out. Because, see, it has a deeper essence of where it's tapping into that brain. And this even encourages gathering into intelligence all areas of the brain. Have you ever noticed when you are working on something deeper that it makes you, your mind engage deeply, or you have kind of like that euphoric kind of sense that you're in? You seem to feel you don't even like realize how much time you've been wasting, or not even wasting, or how much time you've put into it. You don't even realize that it's so much of that creative energy that's being expelled that you don't even realize that I've been doing this for over 2 or 3 or 4 hours. And it's a needed desire that we have inside of our brain as well. It's a needed desire. See, Whisperers, are you asking yourself the questions that help you to grow? See, I'm a person who I sit and I think very deeply. And a lot of things that I place my mind on, it opens me up to different things and different channels inside of my life, inside of my business, inside of different elements that I place even with regards to clients, friends, associates. It's because I have the ability of really opening myself up and really tapping into a deeper sense of who Sonia is and what that brain is capable of doing. So are you challenging yourself enough to really get that brain active? See, activity is a key. It takes us to really do and put forth effort. So from here, we need to be willing to explore our different interests. You're probably like, well, why? Why do we have to do that? Well, because exploring different interests is crucial, our pursuit to have passion, or our pursuit of passion. Let me put it that way. It allows us to like broaden our horizons and expand our knowledge and unlock hidden potentials. You know, sometimes you don't even realize that you have such a beautiful talent. I'm going to share something, and I know he'll know that I'm speaking about him, but I know someone very, very dear and very close to me that is a beautiful photographer, has a beautiful eye. And prior to really doing anything with it or moving forward into that space and place, he didn't realize how talented he truly, truly was and is. And then, lo and behold, in exploring and doing it and really capturing certain looks and elements and even capturing how people just kind of are standing or certain shadows and all, it was just breathtaking. Into a different element and explored a different interest that maybe he never would have done. And never would have even experienced to see how brilliant he truly is and how gifted he truly is. That he could see things with his eye through that camera that most of us would even miss. Even a glance from someone. And it's just that brilliant. See, Whisperers, you possess different interests and different talents that you are not even tapping into yet. How do you know that you're not such a brilliant artist that you think like, oh, well, it's just, you know, how many times do you downplay? Or how many times do you just act like, oh, it's nothing? See, that's not what we're doing when we're walking in a place, in a space of finding our passion and purpose. We're examining and exploring all the different elements. Imagine if great poets, or maybe doctors that have made such incredible marks in medical history, never explored different interests and questioned certain things. We wouldn't have penicillin, we wouldn't have x-rays, you know, we wouldn't have stem cell research, we wouldn't have a lot of things. And by exploring different interests, it has a lot of different benefits to it. So I want to give you some of those benefits as well. So I'm going to take them one at a time so you really get to understand what these benefits really look like, sound like, and feel like. So first and foremost, the interest, how we go about this, and here's why exploring is so pertinent. First, it's for personal growth. Each new interest we explore exposes us to new ideas. It exposes us to new challenges, and it exposes us to new perspectives. New perspectives. See, it helps us grow as individuals and discover new aspects of even our personalities. I know how true this is. I look at myself and many things that I've gone after, and even with me becoming, you know, a certified holistic health and wellness coach, how it's opened me up to helping not just myself and my clients in more of a meaningful manner that's really going to impact their lives, their minds, their bodies. See, let me just tell you guys something. When I started developing or deciding that I wanted to become a holistic health and wellness coach, it came out of part of it is that, you know, I tell you guys all the time I'm working on myself. I always tell you I'm never afraid to work on Sonia, and I'm never afraid to be transparent about that with you either. And one of the biggest things for 2023 has been that, you know, I've been really focused on my weight and really getting the weight off of me. And I felt that if I could be my own client first and working with clients as well as I was developing my skills and my techniques and seeing their growth from what I was doing, how much it really impacted and it helped me to see the need for placing this in this space and place. But see, if I was afraid to really tap into different interests or challenge myself to go into different interests, do you think I would be such a benefit? Do you think I would be able to pour into people the way that I do, or even come and sit behind this microphone and develop conversations in the manner that I do? Not at all. See, I had to be willing to take this leap and this new exploration that I was taking, the journey that I went on. And let me tell you something, this wasn't like an overnight thing, you know, to get certified and everything else. It is not overnight. And I'm a person that my questions have questions. So, you know, it was not overnight. And so in turn, that's what we have to be willing to do. So it brings us to the second element. It helps in skill development. See, when we explore diverse interests, enables us to acquire a range of skills. And these skills may intersect or cross and converge. Now, I use these words for a reason. So, you know, I used intersect because it means to cross, and converge means to meet. So sometimes when we're doing certain things, we cross ourselves and we meet ourselves in a different place. So if you get to a four-way stop, that's the same thing that happens in our lives as we're on this journey of developing our skills. We come to a four-way stop. We meet. And there's certain things that we have to cross, and there's certain things that we have to even convey, and certain things that we have to marry to have the elements come together beautifully. And see, it's leading to unique combinations that can shape our passion and our purpose. Whispers, if this discussion is not getting you kind of excited and fired up, well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you just have to tap into a deeper essence of who you are or what you want. Or maybe you just haven't sat long enough with yourself to really see or know or hear what it is that you need to do or where you want to go. And sometimes that passion and purpose is just being better you. Yes, you heard me, being a better you, a better version, a better health, a better way, a better attitude, a better mindset, because maybe that's what you need to develop and do as your passion and your purpose. You don't know what you have that can really kind of really help another person on their journey. Maybe what you're going through or what you're thinking is what they need to hear so they can actually connect with you, so they can really understand that, you know what, I'm not on this pathway alone, that, you know, it's a good thing. I'm just coming down into what I need to do to be as a person that is growing. So intersect and converge are so closely intertwined because they have similar meanings. But it's still that we will cross over and meet our desired passion and where we can have abundance of this new interest, the teaching that teaches us unique, useful skills. See, that's why I want you guys to see that this discussion's like this season that we're in is so important to us. And sometimes we just need a moment to kind of gather it all. And even all the information that I'm giving you right now may even feel a little overwhelming to you, but that's okay. Take your time to really ingest it. So imagine if I took you to a restaurant and we were going to have like 7 courses. You would have to pace yourself. And it's the same thing when we're developing and growing. We have to be willing to pace ourselves. So it leads us in to our third element. This one's probably going to sound a little odd, but serendipity. When things just happen and it's in unexpected way or unique serendipitous moment. I love that word too, serendipity. You know, we have to be willing to explore various interests. We increase the likelihood of like stumbling upon our true calling. You know, I have a dear friend who really stumbled into their career and so talented. And it was, as they said, it's serendipity because it happened. But this is the other thing. That person had this beautiful talent that no one really knew about and never really shared it overly. And one evening just decided, oh, you know, they went out and lo and behold, they were there and they's like, oh, yeah, I could do that, you know. And lo and behold, it opened them up to a whole new career and opportunity. And they traveled the world over doing what they love See, we sometimes have to place ourselves in that space. How many of you have said that you want to be motivational speakers, but you don't place yourselves in that space, or you don't speak up and say, you know, I have a beautiful discussion that I would like to share with you about XYZ. Or maybe you all are fabulous cooks, but you never step up and take that opportunity or to show that beautiful gift that you have. Be willing. For us to really start to walk in our passion and to step into our purpose, we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We have to be willing to even kind of put ourselves out there. And I know sometimes you could be afraid, or you can be an introvert, and it could be overwhelming to you. But lo and behold, when you just do it, you hear this saying all the time, just do it afraid. That's a powerful statement, because so many people don't realize that if you just do it afraid and you step out there, lo and behold, something beautiful takes hold, a beautiful opportunity, a beautiful moment. And that's what we want. It leads us into our fourth area. And this is what is so powerful, because just what I was speaking of is where we're going to go. Let me take a sip of my drink. I'm so sorry. It's a little dry in here today. Excuse me. So it means that we have to be willing to overcome fear and limitations. Yep, overcoming our fear and limitations. Exploring different interests help us to confront our fears and step out of our, you know, comfort zone. You know, if you ever think about it, you know, little people, they just have a way, like they're just like fearless. They just do it. You know, I think about like when my daughter was very little, there was this bug, and I'm horrified of, I'm just going to tell you guys, I'm horrified of any bug or creature that is not a cat or a very, very small dog. Get what I said? Okay. So my daughter, she was like, oh, and she was so excited, and she came and there was this big bug in her hand, and I was like, oh, you know, and she was like, isn't it pretty? And everything in me wanted to just scream. And I just said, baby, put it down, please. And she's like, can I keep it? You know, and I was like, no. She wasn't afraid. And she was just like so excited over it. And then she tells me, I'm going to be a paleontologist. See, the mind, her mind opened up. She saw the bug and all the dirt and everything. I'm going to go find bones and be a paleontologist and find dinosaurs, Mom. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm myself thinking, oh, that's great. I'll come and visit you, but hopefully not by the dig site or anything. But see, we have to have a mindset like a child, that we're willing to try it. They're willing to try little things. Even when they go for their recitals, they're still looking at their teacher to give them the cues, but they're out there doing it. And they're doing it with their little hearts, and they're just so proud of themselves. Why, as adults, can't we have the same feeling? Oh, because we're embarrassed. Oh, well, somebody may think I look foolish. No. You're on a journey to find your passion and your purpose. Listen, I'm going to make you guys laugh about this. So I tell you guys I love to sing. I sing all the time. So there's a beautiful area. It's by this building, and the acoustics are like ridiculous outside of this building. And I just like to go down there because I love to hear the acoustics when I do notes, and I have them kind of bounce off of the walls and kind of surround them. You know, you don't really know where I am because how the acoustics are. But because I was not afraid to do this, because I love the sound of it and how it just resonates, and to be able to bring those notes up out of me in that way, I was out there like this, and lo and behold, it opened up an opportunity for me to go sing at one of the best jazz clubs. And it was just fabulous because I was out there just playing, just having fun with my voice, just being out there, just doing something. And sometimes that's what we have to be willing to do, just step outside of ourselves. That's how powerful this discussion is. And I know many of you have heard me and others say, do it afraid. Like I said, do it afraid. You gain strength. You gain courage, confidence. And every experience that you have is the stepping stones to your greatness. Whisperers, you are stepping up on that ledge. Woo! Tell me you are not excited. It allows us to have resilience to come front and center. That's powerful. Resilience steps up. It steps up. It steps out. It steps in. Do you know what resilience means? It means that it's the ability or the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. That is what resilience means. Do you know how resilient you are? Our steppings to greatness, our abilities to change, pivot, and move, because we can recover and we can move forward. Whisperers, these are powerful elements that we're tapping into. And right now, this may all sound crazy, but this is because we are giving our brains a different frequency. Oh, you heard me. That brain right now is probably like fired up right now. Like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? What are you listening to? I'm panicking. And when you are opening your minds to new possibilities, new dynamic possibilities, we start to become drained. It's because the more we use our brain to perform mental tasks, the more energy, that gets used up. And that's that glucose is being used. And that means that less glucose in the blood for other parts of your body, leading you to feel extremely exhausted after long hours of thinking or long periods of listening to powerful dynamic discussions like this. Your body is like, your brain is like, whoa, wow, this is a lot, but whoa, this is great. It has a lot of mixed emotions in there, but it's really taking the time to really seep in. And that's why I said sometimes you're going to have to come back and listen to the episode again, because it is a lot to take in at one time. So that's why I tell you all, come back and pick your master keys up. Allow yourself to sit and resonate and vibrate in the space and place that is going to enrich you. When I put these episodes together, I just don't do it just because, no. I do it because I know that we want to grow and develop as people. I know that we want to step in and step up. And it requires a lot of us. So now we need to be willing to veil your passion. We need to be willing to unveil it now. Because as you explore various interests and engage in self-reflection, you'll gradually uncover clues that guide you toward your passion. And so with that, now we're at this 339 marker. What would be the steps for us to really start to uncover these things? So at this marker right here, we're going to get into a couple of these. and a couple of the steps that I want you to start to embrace, okay? So the first one is this. And I love this first element, by the way. And I'll go further into it as we get into this first element, but I want you to embrace curiosity. Embrace a mindset of curiosity and openness. Ooh, keyword, openness. See, follow your instincts, experiment with different activities, and remain receptive to new experience, new experiences. See, when we remain receptive, it means that we're going to remain open. And everything, when you remain open, like if you open your arms right now, go on, whispers, open your arms, just open them up. Let them just feel it. The energy that comes out and out of you and around you is powerful. And it opens your chest up. It allows you to receive and to feel in a different way. It's dynamic. That's the energy that we as people hold. The second one is to reflect on patterns. Look for reoccurring themes, patterns, activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Identify common trends can provide valuable insights into your passion. See, Whisper's self-reflection allows us to examine how well we're meeting our goals. See, self-reflection, meeting our goals, looking into self, putting ourselves front and center, selfless, not selfish. It helps us to recognize where you are in the journey and what you may need to refine and reconstruct. Because, see, you're in construction. Your blueprint may have like a little flaw in it, and you may need to go as the architect and just kind of redesign what you have there. That's how powerful that is. Because it leads you into your third element, which is to embrace challenges. Okay. I told you, we go into different sectors, different places, and different things that help us to really understand it. So passion often resides in intersections of skills and challenges. And so embracing those challenges excites you and push you to grow. To, process or overcome obstacles that can lead you to like a closer tip to your passion. See, I always feel like a lot of times with people, they're always looking for the easy way of doing things, the easy way out, but see, when you're trying to grow and develop, you cannot always take the easy path or the easy pathway. Because elements that you need to develop and grow are not always on that pathway. Lessons that you take in when there's certain challenges that you overcome, it helps you to develop certain skills, certain abilities. People that are great debaters, they have overcome certain elements that keep them stuck, that they can't process a thought quick enough to really come in with a valid point. They have sharpened that skill. And so as people, that's what we have to be willing to do, is to sharpen our skills. So you'll seek to, then you'll have alignment. That's a great way of being in alignment. So you get to explore your interests that align with your values then, your beliefs and vision for a better you. Passion is often found where personal fulfillment intersects with a sense of purpose. And most people don't realize that. And most people don't even get that. You know, after we put all these elements into play and they are working with each other in harmony, you'll discover your purpose then. Your passion is the key to unlocking the door to your purpose. See, all these elements that we talked about and all these keys that we have been giving you lead you into the purpose. So identifying your passion can lead to you discovering it, going to lead you into having meaningful impact. Your passion has the potential to create a meaningful impact on your life and the lives of others. It can be a driving force behind your purposeful endeavors. It's the motivation and the resilience that you need when you are aligned with your passion, your natural, feel-good, motivated, energized, and resilient self shows up. And this inner drive helps you to overcome those obstacles and preserve and persevere in the pursuit of your purpose. Whispers, you see how powerful this discussion truly is. That there is no way we could have put in to this episode a single commercial break. Because that's how important this discussion was for me, to make sure that you received this so clearly. See, I want to congratulate all of you for embarking on this journey and constructing your homes of self-discovery. And by asking yourselves powerful questions, exploring diverse interests, and unveiling your passion, you are one step closer to discovering your purpose. Remember, 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 the pursuit of passion is a lifelong journey. It is a lifelong journey. Because as you grow, your passions will grow and change. So it means this is the first home you're going to build. This is your first home that you are building. So embrace it. Love it. Look at the process and enjoy it. Trust yourself. And let your passion guide you toward a purposeful and meaningful life. But don't forget to enjoy the trip. Don't forget to enjoy the house. Don't forget to enjoy the garden. Don't forget to enjoy the elements that brought you into this beautiful, spacious place. Celebrate all of your micro wins along the way. Celebrate getting the keys to your house. And some of you all may be even just building a mansion. Celebrate getting your keys. Celebrate that you got the pavers and the eaves and the roof and the siding and everything, and your foundation is solid. Celebrate it. Celebrate Y-O-U. If you do nothing else, whispers, this is an important key to your success. This is an important key to your happiness. And it's an important key to feel fulfilled and not empty and lost and just no purpose or just wandering. You just might surprise yourself in the end to see even how much you grow into a person that you admire, that you love, and you enjoy. That's how powerful it is. So this has truly been such a powerful discussion today. And this episode has so much packed into it. I don't want to overload you, overwhelm you. I hope you all are enjoying your workbook from last week, as well as the beautiful guide that was gifted to you this week in our beautiful news journal. And I really want you to use the journal and the workbook, especially if you're serious about finding your passion, identifying your passion and your purpose. Because it takes you to do the work. I can bring it to you. As they say, you can take a horse to water, but you cannot force them to drink. So I'm taking you to water. I hope you will drink, because that's how powerful this is. So if you didn't get the bonuses of our beautiful episode, you missed it. No, but please, please don't hesitate to really click the link in the description box. Join our community. Become a part of the Whispers Exchange, because it's more than just a newsletter or just getting like show notes. It's more than that. There's a lot of things that go into it, a lot of forethought that we really place in there, and a lot of value that we place inside of it as well. And Whispers, don't forget, don't be afraid to share the episodes with someone who may need to hear part one and two of this dynamic discussion, because we want to build people up. You know, when you have friends, and I always tell you all that you want them to vibrate at a decimal that's a little bit higher, because it will move you even higher. But if you're the only one that has that frequency, eventually it gets depleted. So it behooves us to really start to ignite and to share with other people. And even those that we work with or work under us, to have them empowered, that we empower our employees so that eventually they may be dynamic employees that we don't want to lose, but maybe they can even move into the space and place of owning their own businesses, passion, and their purpose. Because as you develop a person and you help them to grow and you help them along their way, trust me, it comes back. It comes back. So don't be afraid to share. You know, ladies, don't forget, I put a special invitation into the news journal just for you. Sorry, fellas, I got something coming for you too, but this is strictly for the ladies. So don't forget to check it out and make sure that you get a part of it, because it is really powerful. It's really changing some things, and it's working on your mindset and your money mindset as well. And I would love to connect with all of you off the radio. So please make sure that you connect with me on all of our social media platforms. I'm on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast, as well as La Paz Imaging. And I'm on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle, no S. You can find us on Twitter at capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. You must put it in that way, else you won't find us. I hate to tell you that. And so, you know, I love being able to have such, you know, dynamic discussions as this. And I look forward to coming back next week in our safe zone. Make sure that you please be safe. Check on your friends and family. Show a little compassion to yourselves. Do something for yourselves as well. Decompress a little bit. Work on your workbooks. Work on your guides. And show up for yourselves. Truly show up for yourselves. So thank you all for listening. I am Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified health and wellness coach, educator, but by far, I'm always honored to say I am the host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I hope you guys have a beautiful weekend, and I'll see you back here again next week.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray. lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.